Shoot something, Murray.
Okay.
So, go to the end of Simon Shinchas, we're holding by Sifna Vav. Over there, it's discussing the lacha of a person has a seed of a silkworm that he wants to put underneath his armpits to cause it to hatch. Shalom's what the lacha. So, Beisaisa brings down a Rashbo. They come up and ask him two different reasons. One mitzvah is sugar tilto muksa. One mitzvah is sugar being meilid chum. That the fact that's causing the hatch by the heat of the armpits is an isser. Now there's this isser over here in the get to moving the seeds. Just like about chai, we already discussed in muksa. So in the case of the seeds. Now my father's asking an obvious question. The case over here is tilto begufay. And we know the lachan simin shinyin alav simches tilto begufay. Is mutter even sar dover iser? L'chora putting something underneath the armpits is not. Is l'chora something that's not the standard way of doing something? As I'm here saying, the big oilam that come on, actually, klar in the Shami Yehuda before ready to minchas pasim that we have to say that the whole idea of tilto begufay is something that's strange. That's not normal. And this way, even b'mei chol, they would carry the seeds on their armpits to heat it up. Therefore, since there's no way of doing it, we not have the heter tilto begufay. Now just to define what that means, we have two sugyas, tiltum netzad and tiltum begufay. What is the definition of tiltum netzad? Rashi the sugya that from Gimel Beis says kla'acha yad. The way the Ran seems to argue, and he understands the definition means it's alidei dova acher. That means most cases we have a case of tiltum netzad, is you're carrying one thing, the chavis, and the rack on top of it. You have a stick and you're pushing away something. You have a broom, you're pushing something. That's tiltum alidei dova acher. That's the case of tiltum netzad. Rashi calls it kla'acha yad, and it seems to be the Mishnah goes that way also, that he says, bein atzila yodol, or akur yodol, it's nothing to get a tiltum netzad, a gami hand is touching it. That's first a tiltum netzad. Now, the difference between tiltum netzad and tiltum begufay, one tiltum netzad is kla'acha yad, meaning it's different. Tiltum begufay means it's something that's strange over here. Of course, that's the two levels according to the way how the Mishnah is explaining it. Therefore, tiltum netzad is different. It's shmei tiltul with parameters. Sarach dover heter is mutter. Sarach dover is his author. Tiltum begufay is something that's strange over here. It's lo shmei tiltul. Therefore, what happens when something is normal, whether by tiltum netzad, number one, or what happens when something is normal by tiltum begufay, number two? So he pointed out in the gate of tiltum netzad, since it's not the normal way of doing it, what's lach in the gate is sweeping. So we saw in Simon Shinlam and Zayin, the Shaitzin and the Bealocha brings down the Ram, the Rashba that's put on the base. So he said that sweeping is tiltum netzad. A garment's a normal thing to go do. And why is it mutter? Look, Kavod Shabbos. A second reason he said that of Graf Shuri, but sweeping is tiltum netzad. A garment's a normal thing. Mashenki, we see over here in other places, and they get tiltum begufay, what's normal would not have that tiltum begufay. Because what's normal takes out the level of being strange over here, because it's a normal thing to go do. So it comes out, we have two things over here. And it depends how you apply it. Tiltum netzad, normal is still tiltum netzad. Mashenki, tiltum begufay, what's normal is not tiltum begufay. The second thing over here is also to mellid through the case of chayim over here. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, even though you're not miskaven. But since the psikureisha, the is the melech machshevesi. The words of the Rashman, Shuvah melech machsheves. What melech is the iser melech machsheves? Come over Vaz and Shuvah Nechel Gimel. He says, since you created something new over here, it went from being a seed to being hatched over here. It's kind of the idea of makir patish, that you created something new in this world. The fact that you hatched the seed into be a silkworm. Building upon this, he speaks out, L'chura, Abam is not case deraisa, you did not create it, you just quicken the process over here. But L'chura, this is one of the makaris they point out, and they gave the sugya of chashmal, why they put it on the sugya of makir patish. We see over here that just creating something that will naturally happen is doing something, maybe a level of drabonon, maybe deraisa. Here also, Chashmal, creating something new over here, this is one recurrence for the idea of Makar Patish. Just our aura, the Ilum says over, L'chora, to walk on Shabbos, let's say in the ninth month, to Mazaris to give birth. Let's say a person in the tenth month. The different aces people say to Mazaris to give birth. Are you allowed to put the seeds on the armpits to heat up, to Mazaris it to hatch even during the week? Sounds like this is an Isser. Because why? You mean Mazaris week to happen? It does not sound like Dafka gave birth on Shabbos, not Psikresha. Psikresha, it's going to happen. That's Nichol Gedem Makar Patish. So could a person in their 10th month do any action over here that causes the case of being moiled, like hitting the armpits and causing this, the seed to hatch over here? Could an isha cause itself to hatch? Is there an isha or what you call ka'in the idea of makel patish? So, what? Is it a psychoratio? Doctor, is it a psychoratio? So the Chilin Mishnah says it's a nimiskam the psychoratio, but people doing yourself a bikavono. A kavono, is there a head to go do that on Shabbos? So, Lechura, I think what you're saying over here, Ule Lechalik, Lo Shemar anyone ask of it. Just, what I should be answering, Lechura. But the story like Kubi is more terrible. What?
Not a
secretion,
but
it has kavono. No, it's even worse than, no, it's not a secretion, but I think it's kavono. People doing it, 10th month, one that eats, a couple of eats is a give, one that eats is a say is to walk. I love it on Shabbos because one.
To take a walk on Shabbos.
Oh, so you want to say it's a Michael Bream? That's your title. The question is there a head to Michael Bream if he also saying the holy side of the tilt to be goofy? Why is it not a heter? Because it's a normal thing. And when it's a normal thing, we're still asking us being violent over here, it's not a claim Shabbat. So what is a heter of walking on Shabbos to desire to give birth? So the Ilma says not to walk on Wednesday, or Thursday, or Friday because you're causing you to give birth before Shabbos. But I never saw any safer say you should not do it on Shabbos, give birth on Sunday, Monday. I don't know why not. At least they should discuss it, built upon the halacha over here.
Or, says that you're
not
walk,
but I'm not asking for reform. I'm asking to get back up at it. You're creating something, you're creating a child into the world.
Does somebody have kavana for something that isn't necessarily going to happen?
That's kavon. In this kavon,
no, but by the seeds, it's going to happen, right? It said it's molded if it's in the armpits.
Right.
But over here, person goes for molded, doesn't
it? Kavon is ulcer.
But it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Kavon is ulcer. If I take a bench, one place and another, that's going to happen 50% of the time. That I have kavon to make a chavitz. So half the time will be no, half the time will be no, sir.
But it's not guaranteed
to be in the house. So what's
Kavanah? What is Kavanah?
So over here is also Gravel. And here we ask him. Again, if it is Kavanah, Kavanah has to get a consideration. I mean, of course, should be built upon this, should be an issue, which again, I'm saying don't ask for this. We might have a million people, we sound like we have 30 people.
Shabbos should be fine, right? It
doesn't
sound like I'm in
now Shabbos. Fine, Sif Mem Zayin, it's aura. Think about it. Sif Mem Zayin, the sugya of Beged Shatnas. We have those coming Mechaber, it says Yesh Yishim Yesh Matirim. Now, first coming Kalvi Paskin says the Mishmura Pid Ali Rabba, and that's really the Mogavim also. Paskin the mindset also. Now the question is, what's the isim or what's the matirim? Either the isim saying is a kli iser, and the matirim is calling a kli heter, or the isim calling him also machmas gufoi, and the matirim are calling kli shemachla iser. For example, in Sifim Ches, by the case of the fly swatter, says the mechaber it's mutter, says the mishmur it's mutter, and therefore it's a kli shemachla iser. Says the mechaber Sifim Tes, a room is mutter, says the mishmur, and therefore it's a kli shemachla heter. That means you have to realize, in Mem Ches it says Mutter, and Mem Tes says Mutter. It says the Mishmur, they mean two separate things over here. One means Kli Issa, one means Kli Heter. If so, what's Sif Mem Zayin? When it says over here, Yesh Oysim, Yesh Matim on what level? Does it mean Issa and Heter, or does it mean Muxabach Maskuv and Kli Issa? So come on the Mugav Rav, and it beats out two sides over here. What exactly does it mean? He starts off like Mem Paskin's Osir, but the Yom Shlom says it means a Kli Issa versus a Kli Heter. And the end of means another man, the Yomari quotes, it means Muxabach Maskuv versus a Kli Issa. The first, the lump just over here, what's the two sides over here? The chudi said, according to Yom Tushlein, why should be a kli iser? It's very simple. The beged is shatnas, you can't wear it. It's a beged that has iser, it's a kli iser. It's sad, I think, to call it a kli heter. It's the beged is a trivial beged, everyone can wear it. It's blocking you from going to go wear it. Call it a kli heter. Fine. And on that side, our chashulchan paskins this way, and the kishulchan paskins, like this two of honors, they paskins a kli shemak lis lachumra. The mice, the mishavua paskins, the second mahalach over here, that's Muxabach Gufay versus Kli Shemach Isser, and on that he passes Luchumro, like the Eli Rabba and the Glass over here, and they seem to understand what's a machlaikis. Kli Shemach Isser is very simple, this is the girl wear it. Why is it Muxabach Gufay? Because even during the week a person cannot wear it, it's not a finished object, it's like a case of a rock, and Cain, we spoke on the way, something on the conveyor belt is not finished yet, till you take out the shadness, the bag is not finished yet. There's an unfinished baguette. What's the loss of an unfinished baguette? It's Iraq. It's a car that's not finished yet. It's a suit that's not finished yet. So that's not finished yet. Lamais is a case of Iraq. Most of the for you. Local mice in this farm seem to go like the Mishnah Berurah, that anything that's not finished, that's an issel yet, that's blocking it, is under the category of muksa machmas gufay. Therefore, they discuss, let's say I have a suit at home that you just bought, and you go bring it to get checked for Shabbos. Is it a muksa? Someone says, oh, you bought a suit, let me go see it. You want to bring it out to go show it to them? Or more common women who want to go show off their clothing, they have to get checked. Is that a bayam inside the suit of being muksa on Shabbos?
It's
a suffix. Oh, a suffix. Speak out the Achrenim, it depends on why you're checking for Shabbos, which you have to know exactly what the Eidim is doing. If you're checking, could it be Dina you have to go check? So it's back to the same halacha, it's not finished yet. You have to go check, Chur is Muksa Machmas Gufay. But if you're checking, it means that Chumr Shavoy, Echlami, best we can wear it. Except you have Rabbi Machma in your Shemaim, Echlami should be Gaita Klishmach letter. If you don't know what you're doing, that's a great question. What's that shaitim over here? You're not sure why you're checking Shabbos. Yesh Lotan will exactly how to look upon it. Building upon this, I think other cases when the chayfetz itself has something blocking when it's really a finished chayfetz. The example comes Yom Kippur on Shabbos, or on Yom Kippur itself, and full of mice that people cannot eat. So it's food on Yom Kippur mukso, just like a beggar that's finished. You can't wear it mitzvah, it's a shatness. Food that a person can eat in Yom Kippur is a muksa.
It's not agreeable.
That's what we get to. So come along, the achrenim first to speak out. In a place there are kids with the achrenim, mice should not be a problem. But let's say they point out in the case we're in the army. In the army, there are no kids there. And the achrenim are in the sick bay. Anyone around mice are healthy. They're in a situation where there's no one to feed it. Clear the achrenim isn't like the speaker of shatness. Which you have two shitas, a lochla maisa, which you grew up past, is lochumma, muksa machmas gufay. So come along of Nevetzel and the Shmir and the Yashu, they bring down, pass the lochla maisa to be machmer. They hold nichol together just like shatness to asterit, they're also maisa to asterit. It's hard to disagree, come along with Shmir Shabbos, he passes the kula, lochuri can come from two different avenues. One is, as the Bari over here saying, that Yesh l'chalik, where the problem is. That means by the beged, it's true it's a double chitzoni issa that's stopping you, but what has to change? The beged has to change. You have to take out the shatness. So something wrong in the chefzo. Negeto oichlim, what's stopping you? The food's terrific. I have to change. Tomorrow for me it's mutter. So the gavra, right, what's purely me? Both of them are isurim, but where is the isur in? The isur have to change the chefzo? That's an unfinished product. Or the mitzah me, that's a chavis terrific. My sister should not be muksa here because be'etim and seichel here. That's one svara. Another svara I have to get to the end of the chabura is siflam and beis. What's the luck when something be'etim is an ani versus usher? It's chazi for one person, not chazi for another person. We'll get to a luchos newest club here, where if you chazi for somebody else, they're not making not muksa for me. You could maybe discuss same thing nigeh, shuzi yom kippur. Or if you want, in 2 weeks from now, when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos v'nitcha to Sunday, some people have a chumrah taken off after shkia before it says. What are the shoes? And for that 20 minutes over here, are they muksa or not muksa? With the Maisa Olam said over, the chumrah is not muksa. Because a person himself can wear it when he goes out in the street in the mud. He himself has a right himself to go wear it. Not like Eichli has no right to. He himself, when he goes with a rax around, he himself can go wear it, should not be the shiloh here. So one case that should be practically built upon this, people are talking about Kalim, they have to toivle it. So clearly before it's titled, is that Mamsha case of Shatness? If you analyze it, it sounds like the Chepta has to change, you have to title it. And just like the Yesh Oishu Muksa Machmas Gufay, a clearly you didn't title yet should be a case of Muksa Machmas Gufay. It's not a finished product until you title it. Something has to change over here. Mice of the Swarm, you can use it. What's it made for? It's made to drink, to cook, to whatever it is made for. Fork and knife to eat with. It can be used for food. It has no use. It's use. Just like Shanis, you can use it on the floor, it can cover an animal, but still the main thing is for the person. A fork and knife is usually made to eat with, and we can eat with it. You might want to scratch your back with it, but that's not what it's made for. Maisa, they asked a question to Eliashiv and the Chodeshani, the Mazil, but they tell you have to move the Hilchus to Tfilas Kalim, and they point out, on Shabbos, technically it's Roy for Yisrael, if he is either Mafgurit, or gives the guy any bars or back from him, who does the case of Ashoka, he puts it inside a mikveh, fill up with water and take it out. So since there is a technical way around it, that even on Shabbos, it's really to be taken care of, Mashiach and Shabbos to take it out, Zakim Manuvir, therefore the one tied on the get, Tfilas Kalim, will not be a blocking case of it to make it a case of Muxim Akhil Mufay.
Those things are not giving it to God.
So we discuss why that's not why by Caleb Mice will make it. So look in Shalom above, I think Mice is not a problem. Good question, why? Well, Mice is certainly the case of being Mafgrid, okay? If we're going, it's not a problem. Now, they did the issue of Nevin Salmas.
One of the things you could be Mafgrid?
And when you're stuck and we have no other Eitzes, that's one of the things you got to do. That means, and when you're stuck. So, you have to know there are different ways of how to do it on Shabbos. There are different ways how to be mafka things with his klal, or give to goy with his klal on Shabbos. That means the halacha tefillah shemun in the Shabbos. What are you going to do when you're stuck on Shabbos? Now they did. The sefer Mitzvah takes a sorrow. He does ask of Nevental. Let's say I do not want to do these eitzes. It's not going to be the evet. I don't need it. Don't sorrow from here. He says if that's so, it cannot be smoked on Shabbos. Since you have these eitzes, you can do the eitzes. What? It's not a, he's not a chumrah. He's not doing these eitzes over here. That's not the way of doing things. Not the correct thing he'll do. Mice is a chiddush because Sirkel Sirkel can do these eitzes. Mice he wants to ask over here. I think he's a dasyach over here, but he wants to ask over here. The next if Melches is a manifa, is a case of a fan. You want to shoo away the zuvim, the flies over here. So Kamal the Mechaber says mutl tautl, and says the Mishnah Berurah was a mean over here. It's a klisha malakla iser. That means you have to realize. The word mutla total mechaber means two different things. Here the Mishnah says it means a klish shemak l'iser. Factor of Vosner, why? You take a fly swatter, you shoo flies away, there's no iser doing anything over here. If he wants to argue the Mishnah Berurah and say a fly swatter is a klish shemak l'iser. Come on back, wait him. As the Chutam Mishulish, all three answer at the same time over here. Like of Chaim Kanievsky, and of Nenetzel, and of Domizelba, like the Chutam Mishulish, same thing over here, at least three people. They come up and say the same aside that a fly swatter is made to kill. And therefore, that's its function over here. I might also shoot, but the main thing is to kill over here, or that's why you buy it for it. They have a different category, it's not like a mother called a klisha malakri lehet over here, a come out, obviously. If you have another option how to shoot things away, then you should not use a klisha malakri, sir. A come out of chum over here.
I think
or,
it's not
a machlaikas.
He's
what
one to shoot away, and he's what one to kill. The different kinds of stuff in the market.
I hear. Can't decide.
No,
okay. To me. Okay. Shalom al Yisrael. Mamash and father. Mamash. You can be yachid if it's certain ways. Or, yeah, I think you can.
Maniva
is a fan. Now, well, that's the tight words, but the common Chaim of Nevin Salah saying that the fan was made to kill. They say that shot in the Mechaber. And you said that. So again, might come that the kamal chum will be a klishman issa. You should not use it. You have another option. Also, there won't be a heter or mecham l'tzel. Sipim test in the case. Yes, that's a klal. You should use a nutcracker, not a hammer. Yes. Yes. Kamal chusuga maklis or sharatzi. It's a kafin you give. Yes. Come on, the basis discusses what the halacha negate to broom is. So it says it really depends on the cloud of kolius. What do you hold a yiras sweep on Shabbos? That means you go and open up a simon shalom and zayin. Over there, the mechaber paskin that halacha the person is allowed to sweep on Shabbos. Therefore, comes out that shita so should be according to him that every broom on Shabbos mice is not mukso. However, those who hold they cannot sweep on Shabbos, grandma, a shukamal mice that person cannot. Not only sweep, but also broom maisa is going to be mukso. Therefore, numerous times to get the sugya of mukso, it's not a question of what the broom is. The sugya is really a question of what you hold in other halachas, then to put it under what category. Is it klisha makta? Is it klisha makta leheter? For example, the opam is a swarm on mukso. What's the halacha of a peeler? There's some call it a peeler, makref. A klisha makta is it, some call it klisha makta leheter. What do you do with mukso? Nothing. It depends. Are you allowed to use a peeler? Which are the sugya of butter? According to a moisture, it's not a problem. Klishmak letter. According to most farmers, Nichlegeda Bayer, Klishmak Lisser. Same thing again to a sponge stick. What do you hold again to using a sponge stick in general? It was a mukso. Same thing again to an air pump. Are you allowed to use a Shabbos or not? Same question. That means a lot of times you have to know the sigil behind it, not the sigil mukso. Once you know what the luck is negated to the object, Then when we find out what the Lacha Mux is, then when we get to the case of the Boom over here, it's very clear. Speaks of the base Seisir. If you hold the Knaz sweep on Shabbos, then with the Klishim Lach Lesser, then for the Mishmua says, Ayin Simon Shilam and Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch does not pass like this, but the Amol Meister Paschim Svim Machmer, then for the Machavrom, Taisha Shabbos, has again the Klishim Lach Lesser. However, they do point out a little bit of an aura in the Mishmua Bureau, but what has Mishmua himself Paschim is Manazah, that the whole entire year is Mu'ritzuf. The Kabbalah says, when the whole year is Mu'ritzuf, the Meister, we can't sweep on Shabbos. So why over here he left it as is what it says in the page of Shulchan Aruch? Nobody has a long be halacha to switch over the halachas. Yesh lo to yesh lain. The coming of the song they point out bismana zeh will come out sign mechaber sign bnei Ashkenaz lemaisa arbuz lemaisa are not mukhs on Shabbos, and we do not seem to put under the category of nechol. We do not need a broom. Yuchud for Shabbos seems to be that nogo. God knows what the factory why not. You seem to let people sleep on Shabbos. Klish shemak later. How far to go take it? Coming from Shulmazalman. He says, let's say you're in the mountains, and the place that you're staying, or you went to Tzimmer for Ben Zmanim, the place you're staying is a dirt floor, and you have a broom over there. To sweep on a dirt floor, according to the Ashton, the mice is also. So in that room, in that house, where there is no Erev, is it going to be Muksa? Because you can't sweep anywhere with this broom. In the house, the dirt floor. Take it somewhere else, there's an Erev that's blocking you. So in the broom, in that house, that the whole time, it will be Mutter, but in the house, is a Muksa not. So he points out, he says, let's say in a house where there are no nuts and you only have a nut, and you have a nutcracker. Is a nutcracker going to be muksa in that house because there's nothing to use on Shabbos? About not, it's a nutcracker.
Why not?
We'll get to the case. Why not? Because it's a klishe mach letter, that's what it is. It's a klishe mach letter which has no, has nothing to do with it. Says that, I'll bring you a rayo. The Gemara Kuch of Dalet, we're down some mission chesiv zayin, you have a klicheres. In Rishus Rabbim, we pass a local Meisah that even though there's no use in Rishus Rabbim, only in the Chotzer, but Be'etzem, since it has a function, what is this object? We don't look at the object in the matzav it's in. That means even for the onion usher, someone else is usable. Here, Meisah, it's usable to do with the whole entire city. Here's blocked. I'll give you an example. A person who has shoes in Eretz Yisrael, he's in the Chutz Laretz. So right now, his shoes in Eretz Yisrael, no one's going to wear on Shabbos. Is it Muksa? Muksa, yeah, no one's gonna wear it. It's a Muksa for you. Has no use on Shabbos. It's shoes. It's wonderful, terrific shoes. Not doing them kippur to Shabbos.
It's a terrific. Else,
no, again, he's in Eretz Yisrael. He's in Chutz Laretz. Someone in Chutz Laretz, the shoes are in Eretz Yisrael. No one in 50 years ever wore my shoes. No one wears my shoes, right? No one ever wears your shoes. So when you're in a different country, your shoes are Muksa. Your clothing are Muksa in a different country. Right, it's still clean. A nutcracker is a nutcracker, and a broom is a broom, and a clean is a clean, and a shoe is a shoe.
We have the
Klee Heter. Yeah, but we want to say this is a Klee Heter. Kama has no head to be used on Shabbos. That's, we're pointing out a Chiddush. Maybe it's not a Chiddush, depends how you look at it. But you see, you're pointing out that a Klee Heter is a Heter whether it has a use or not, if that's Be'etzim what it is, even though something is blocking it.
Maybe you could differentiate all those cases that I said, you could technically use it, just nobody's going to use it. Here, you're not allowed to use it.
You're allowed to use it in the whole city except in this house.
In this house, you can't.
Fine. Because it has no use in this house.
You can't use it.
Okay. Shlomo Zalman, that's his Divyan. He compares these three these cases. He compares a nutcracker to the case of the Cheres, and he compares it to the case of the case of sweeping. Sifnun, Loch be metatul sifrei chochmas. So again, you have to go to the Makor where it's coming from to send the sugya to get the idea of Muksa. That means you have Loch and Simon Shin Zain, Sif Yun Zain. Now, Mechabit's courses, can you read the Stam math books, science books on Shabbos? Mechabit says it starts with the first Shita, Torah is Mutter. And it's a mitzvah that that's Shabbos is made for. How a sifrei chochmas is osir. Goes a further v'yesh mishamater machlokes Rambam versus Rashba. And he ends off the mechaber apisvara. Those who are matter by reading science books and math books, who then they can also read the, or look at is terov on Shabbos. Oh, it's coming from Uri and says a telescope. Now, when the Shulchan Aruch wrote it, they did not have a telescope. They didn't have binoculars. Didn't have glass. They didn't have such a thing. There's no such thing around in society. We're discussing about, they didn't have to see in the sky. We're discussing is a Kli D'Chayshis, that they would calculate the stars and the calculations of when things are moving from place to place. And the Swarm, a couple of Swarm I see discuss this, that we're not discussing binocular the telescope, because who is Sifrei Chochmas? That's just looking up in the sky with a glass. I'm allowed to look up the sky with my eyes. Well, I can look up with my glasses I'm allowed to, right? Can I allowed to wear glasses? Well, yeah. So can we wear a telescope? Can we wear binoculars? Yeah. Anyone can look at Aseret? So as far as I see, all this from every safe of mice is Maturit. The case of Shulchan Aruch is this thing is a special type of clean and cautious that astronomers would use to calculate how things are moving, where they're going for, and they'll do it like a math book, except it was a type of coin or object they'll calculate without words on it, with Aseus and astronomy built upon it. This is my book for you.
Thanks.
Your time is sacred. So, now, that's the two shitas. That means those who want to ask us at the base system shall ask her, and Shinzai will ask her here. Those who want Matu shall Matu over here. Come on, the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, the Loch and the Getz of Rechachmas.
That's what he translated.
Who's he?
Arskol.
Arskol? In English, we have Arskol Mishnah Berurah. I've lost it. I don't know.
It says
crazy. It'd be very hard to translate it as a telescope.
Telescope
was only.
He said telescope. Where?
Telescope was only invented.
Oh yeah, back. Well, there's a pair of Berchot Osher on Mishnah Berurah. That does not mean that they did not have that. The Berchot Osher writes, but Chabad does not have such a mitzvah.
They didn't have all the 1500s.
Yeah. In terms of who's saying this, this is what the rabbi says. Well, he says, of course not. He says about the yes. So,
yeah.
I'm asking.
Oh, come on. The mindset first. To get to reading Sivrei Chochmas in general, the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, science books and math books, he says noigim lahokol. He goes along being on the Eli Rabba, the Yesh Rabba should be machmas with the Rabba. That means Medina be passing learn to read the science books and math books. And whatever is nichol get of Chochmah. Therefore, built upon this, are you allowed to talk to the Sefer Chochmas? It goes hand in hand. Once you pass it over there, Shenzai, Levosh, Legras, and Mice is mutter to read. Therefore, Levosh, Legras, Paschal, and Mice is mutter to talk to. Says Mishmur a step further, but even those over there who want to answer it, says the Mishmur, I'm the Goyin. I'll say that's negated, so you're simply reading it. Negate to be entitled does not depend upon the sugar reading it. I'm going, then he wants to have a cool analyze his motor. Now, Mishmur did not explain what the lumnus is, he sent it to the Goyin. The Goyin seemed to understand all Shtar and Yetis, a gun you cannot read, you have a right to be entitled. I'm not sure why that's so with the lumnus over here is. Void the Mishmur and Simon Shazai passes not that way. He writes all Shtar and Yetis, the Mysa, even though if you can't read it, it's also entitled. I see the Malakim try to deal with one of the Mishmur, I don't have shot. Maisi says, the Kuli on the side of the Rabbim, the side of the Rabbim will be Mutal Tautal. He sends to the Goyin says a line over there which I don't understand. And Laloka did not make much enough Kamina for us, because anyway we pass with Sivrei Chochma and Ladarid, Ladarid, Matautal. And still in the case of, even when I say it means binoculars and telescopes, Maisi passing Ladarid a book, so binoculars and telescopes are certainly Mutal either way you want to go, Maisi will be Mutal anyway.
Can I look at it?
What? Yeah, because we hold even Sivrei Chochma allowed to read. Certainly, in this case, this Mishmur saying Lekuli Alma, and that Mishmur still won't say that's over there. Yeah, but I don't think that's what means over here anyway. Sivrei now discussing a case of timepieces over here. Come on, Chabad says you have a case of Churl or something that's a min acher. That means it says Mishmur a case of Tzel. You have either an hourglass or a case of a sundial. That means an hourglass. I think everyone knows you have a glass on bottom, glass on top. Let's say it goes for 1 hour, the sun drops down, it goes to the bottom, after an hour, it finishes the thing, and that's finished. A sundial, also, as I was familiar with, has, let's say, a pin sticking up, and the sun's going, sticking down, you see the time over here. Two different things. Kamal Ramon says, Kvan, already, the Poshu Aminik to ask over here, Mitzal Sigil explains to Mishnah Berurah, Magadom, Mitzal Sigil Medito. Measurement. That means, Aloch and Simon Shinvav, a person cannot measure things in Shabbos. What's the reason? That Tosfos was brought out by the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, Tzad HaSugya Umdin Dechol. That means you cannot measure things on Shabbos unless Makom Mitzvah, Makom Refuah, they say an approximation of the Maaseh Mutar, giving children something based upon the measurement, they say either, if they need it, it's Makom Chayla or Refuah. If you're doing an approximation, anyway, it's Mutar also.
So you can't say two candles on the five.
Sorry.
It's measuring, they're measuring the time.
Okay. So first we come along and says, the hourglass, the mice, the sundial, the mice, you're measuring something, clean do the Nichol. One thing I point out over here is because when you learn Kli Shemalach L'Isser, the Simon Shin Ches of Gimel, Kli Shemalach L'Isser, because what defines L'Isser? Like banging a hammer with a nail is an Isser. Cooking is an Isser. is unnechol nechol klishim matl iser. We spoke of then a shayla among the achrayim. The machmir come from Sharmi says this is the halacha. Over here we see that something is a klishim matl in the iser. We're calling this case over here as the hourglass. Why? Because the iser is unnechol. So we see that unnechol can make something being mukster mamish. The makar they point out the machmir unnechol pachas. Coming from here, the Makim don't seem to answer it. You should know what happened over here. What is
the
Raya? No, the Kalisha Magdalisa, Tarku from Mekarmin. Now, yesterday, some came to Yeshiva, he, Choshev Avrech. He told me his son, who's 3.5 years old, this came back from Gan last week, and they gave him an hourglass. Why? Because they're teaching him in Gan the in of Kas, that every time you get angry, there's a little amount of sand. Turn over and wait till the sand comes down. Be calm. And then, the Rabbi said, then speak, act. A beautiful thing. So yesterday, I led to them Shabbos. The kid came home again from Friday. And he has this hourglass. Is there a problem? Mamish. So I think Zadie's told me, Bez Hashem, I'll buy for the whole gun over here. They will get their own hourglass over here. Right, and they'll all give it to their wives. Right? No,
it's recorded.
So, first, they get that hourglass, number one, mindset is water. Why? As Adam says, that I think 100% that's mitzvah. I want mitzvah kas, about the anhoga, amidus, a kremel toro, that's how you kremel toro, that's the ikkim toro over here. No, I don't think that's a problem. Poshus is mitzvah. Now, what is the site that is over here? Why is it Medida is sounds like where's the counting over here? So Khur, I think the symbol in the sounding of the Olim says where's the counting over here? Or why maybe different in the case of a watch? The counting over here is that you're counting the way how the Panamir says in Shuva, is you're counting the sand that goes down. That's the counting somehow. Or the shade, you're counting the shade. By shaking the watch, the time is there. It counts by itself. And therefore people seem to understand that's not nichol get it, not counting the sand with the shade, it's counting itself. That's the why watches are going to be different. Medida is Issa Unduchal. Alright, counting is not a problem. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is no problem. A watch is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Watching sand is counting the sand. Except we know the sand means an hour. That seems to be the difference. Now you can argue the point why that's so, why it's not so. So Mazalman came along with a different malach. The way he went on the Shulchan Shlomo, he says in those days, the only time they used an hourglass was in the gear to work. To see how long they have to cook things, how long they have to apply pressure to things to get to work. So it's a kli that's made for work. Just like we know that kli that's made for work, a pot is made for iser, a cup is made for iser, the watch is made for iser. Like a phone book is made to lead to iser. That's why he says the get to the hourglass is a kli shemak for iser. If so, our hourglasses, when do we ever have it? It's either for kas or for games, right? In the case over here, you want to play charades on Shabbos, you want to know, give a person 5 minutes, you turn it upside down. It's not associated at all to work anymore. Charades? I say charades in Hebrew? Charades. So, pictionary with picture, with action, I guess. Fine. Imagine any game that has it. So, the Kamdah Kundam Shalom Zalman, the whole issue of an hourglass is association with work. Today, our hourglass has nothing to do with work. The Chura, it's a aura that it could be, it should be, it's mutter. The Gamma looked around the Svar and they seem to take the Shulchan Aruch, says hourglass is muksa, Klishmach the Isser. Here, my sister smokes also is Marazer. A Gamma, Kundam Shalom Zalman, should not be muksa our hourglass. Aleph. A second.
Just for the record, there is kitchen gadgets that sells hourglasses just for the kitchen.
Okay, but the one that comes with the games associated with the games. On the side of the games are motor. For the adults who act like women and children. Now, a second point, there is an interesting pre-regarding the simulation in Bayes that he says that a person has a right to use these hourglasses of cliche matness that's our goof of Mekoimoy. Therefore, that's our goof of Mekoimoy means to turn it upside down and to use it. Now, I don't know how exactly that means over here. I see the Kavach Chaim Ba'os seems to argue the point that the man that's also. I'm not sure why he's mocking it. Because that's the whole Medida of turning upside down and using it. But I'm not sure whether people learn how he understands this halachah, number one. Number two, I'm not sure how to apply it today. Maybe our glasses are also. But number three, I see this from Lysa Aseret. Unless it's B'mokim Kass, is a wonderful lights over here. They do discuss the gate to count the other things. Let's say a thermometer. let's say the two thermometers on the market are the muksanat, those that are chashmal, those have nothing to do with chashmal, that just go by a person's temperature. So let's say it's a mercury thermometer, can use it on Shabbos, or is a muksan without using it, because in case of clean medido, they want to go use. Kamal was thrown, they point out, when are you using a thermometer, either when you're chayla, mok mitzvah, or therefore it's mutter, it's made for a heter, or as the words of Shlomo Zalman says over, it's not uvdin the chol, uvdin the chayli. It's not uvdin for chol, uvdin for chaylim. Balmai says, not it's uvdin the chol over here. And therefore, if it's not around, associated with chashmal, abad, it's klishmak letter. It's associated with chashmal, then echnami, then since it's us to use with its parameters, how do you look at things that are us to use unless you have a korach nefesh, you can know anymore. Usually we say it's muksa, unless you know you have a chayla or a Shabbos, then you have a chayla and discuss how to look at things that are mutter to use when they're chayla around. Building upon this halacha of measuring things, we have a case what Mishmur calls a zeger. Now he has three different types of zeger. He has this pocket watch. He didn't have a watch. He had a pocket watch with a chain over here. Like a nice silver chain at the end of the pocket over here. I don't think it's over here. I think it's over there. In the vest, probably.
In the
vest over here. Then he had a second case, a clock on the wall. He had a third case with a clock inside a box that's on the carco, which I think they call the grandfather clocks. The grandfather in our house, grandfather clock is on the wall, but usually in those days on the box on the floor. So come over to Mishmur, you have to realize these three clocks have three separate halachas, three different dinim. That means if you ask on a test, what's the halacha of a Zeger, you have to say this, this, and this, and three different halachas over here. Just a marshal. Now, a marshal. Go through each one. First, the case of the pocket watch, or today they say the watch in your hand. Now, the question is, what's the difference between your hourglass and your sundial? We're saying it's a muksa, klishmat iser. Kamu Mishmon says the pocket watch might be klishmat leheter. Why is it heter? It says the master shekel lo yadati. Ton, counting time is counting time. So the Chura, again, the two ways of saying it over. The way the Parami used to just mention before, he wants the Mechalik, wants counting the sand, counting the tzel. Mashiach, this thing is counting by itself, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, says the fact that we know the stats or something, that's no problem. Again, you have to maybe set a better way to define it, that's his idea. Most from seem to go with the Prima Godem, where the Mishmur is coming from, he understands these pocket watches are a takshit. Now, I don't think he means that the some say with the Lashon takshit two ways. One takshit, it's because it looks nice, beautifully, and wants to show everyone what I have. If that's so, then you get involved. Certain people have watches that we are embarrassed of, we keep inside a pocket that don't look nice. Won't be the case of a takshit. But I don't think it means that way. If others from say takshit means it's just something, right? Keep it in your pocket. Now, I think there are other cases over here. I think what it does mean, takshit means that people walk around with it. It's made to total. That people, not the takshit means annoying, takshit means that the way when we're talking with it, use it from place to place. That's what Pimgam says, that's what we call Mishmua, most of them go this way. That's called Klishimak Leheter. That means even though it is made for counting time, but when I say it's a takshit, then it has to get a heter. There's a second thing, a clock on the wall. Clock on the wall says Mishmua, the Archashulchan, the Maise, it's Muksa. What type of Muksa? Why is it Muksa for? The Chor, there are three ways of saying it over. One is the way, I think the Eil will say over. Maise, it's on the wall, don't touch, we don't touch it. It's a case of Sarkis. Sarkis, Muksimach Maskufoy, therefore Shlomo Zalman, the Shemir Shabbos brings down on the category of Sarkis. Your kids are taking the clock over the wall, don't touch the clock. You only have to take it down to change the time for 1 hour or change the battery. Otherwise, just don't touch the clock. Because when it comes down, get back off, people forget. That means Mach Bidamidos, like, Kreb Makam. What? No, a Pushkin even when it's empty.
So
a Pushkin is a Pushkin
with the money.
No, so the Pushkin we go from place to place. Here, by Klishim Lak Leheter, we're making a Sarkis unless we never move it, like a brake front. Here, we never move it. It stays here, we never move it. So even though it's Klihet, you can argue, maybe Kliyisr, you can start claiming what it is. Even Kliyisr still is Sarkis, but here we never move it. Not like a stucco box, we move all the time.
But the
box, we say,
it's not the box, not the money
inside. Money inside, it doesn't have anything like it. The box, again, there is Mitam Yachla Moish, this chiddush of what we called akpod bnei adam. Here's not akpod bnei adam. Here, he wants to call akpod bnei adam. I don't think. I think it's more than that. I think it's real sarkis. Don't touch. I could be even kliyater, but I think we call it kliyaser anyway. But count time might be kliyaser. Pentei go akpod bnei adam prima godam. But either one will make a difference. It's kmi sarkis. It's one way of saying over. Well, let's have a say. That's one malach. Another way of saying over. Why it's also come with chaznish and or still the ashkol this way. They call a new muksa a kviyas makam. says, the Muxa Kul Kriya Smokim will get back to you. When the Rav Shulchan said over, he says, not Muxa Makos Kriya, Klish Makos Kriya, what's wrong with me on the wall? Kul Kriya, sir. My son, most of them call Muxa Makos Kriya, the question is, Mitzat Sar Kis, or Mitzat Sugya of Kriya Smokim, and now you're Muxa. For the third case in the Mishnah Berurah, you have a case over here, this thing standing inside the box, that's on the Karko, which Shmuel said over here, what's the situation? That he let him move to a kuf mikoyim and calling kli shlomak leiser. That means the pocket watch calling kli heter, on the ground on the box calling kli iser, and the thing on the wall calling muktzamak maskufoy. Now, if you ask an obvious question, what in the world the case over here by your watch in your hand they're calling kli shlomak leiter, mashen can think in the box, the box on the floor are calling kli shlomak leiser. Oh, Teret says if you go to the malach of the tax of the pim godam it's gevaldik. Once made to tatum place to place over here, we call it klish matleter. Gam has time, but once you take away being made matatum place to place, mitzvah stick of tachshit, you're back to the nesi side. It's klim medido, klim medido klish matleter. So the mutl tachdu from a kaim over here. Now they do discuss our watch over here. The fact that it's a battery inside. I think I mentioned yesterday. No one will tell you that a watch with a battery is a klish matleter. Isser, it's not a klieter. Then we got involved with things that have chashmal. How do you look upon it? My suggestion would be fear. Through the Chodeshani Numa Svarm say, I'll watch the Kliheter. Nishma Shabbat says, you're watching, you're wringing your hands, the Klisha Machalisser. It is, because the battery. He says, but what's that? Kufa Makaimai. Fine. But my son, he wants to call Klisha Machalisser. But I think that based on yesterday, we said yesterday, Allah should be Klisha Machalisser, and we'll not have a problem with Chamatzel, and if we have another option, we don't have to worry about it, we have a right to wear our watches. Maybe we should wear our Mitzah Sigil Yobash, Chavevim. But otherwise, it's a tax over here. Otherwise, it's not a lofish boy, it's a cliche back letter. Now, they discuss, let's say you have a watch that has a calculator upon it. When I was a kid, that was just came out there, it was a fancy thing, cost a lot of money, now it's very cheap. The calculator. They point out, Lachura, that even though it has the function, make for Isser, but the main thing is for time. That's a cliche, and that's a topple, you don't have to worry about the calculator function. Kings of this cause, if you have a light there, when you push a button, you can go see it. So they get involved with Tansugio Shemayato, and if the deck go do it, maybe you should cover it. But that's not your derech, you're not worried about it. I got the Devotino wants to ask her, but make the place come say, we have no chumro or shash or gzer over here, I might see you have a right to go with a watch. Time? There are two ways to say, I guess, when you get to our Sugio Medito? As the battery? Like, what's the isser? The function is to work. Like, A function is it's heter. The pula to use it. Where's the isser? You put it in the batteries a couple of years ago. What's usser? What do you mean an isser? A hammer is to do isser. No isser being done over here. So an issa means you to do issa, a hammer and bang it in. We have no issa shvises kalim. Kalim we don't pass like by shamay. There's no chiyav person cannot do malachas with the kalim. So what you're doing is heter. It's mutter. It's the kli that does heter. Now if a watch stops on Shabbos, once my kid came over to me and showed me his watch in his hand, it stopped working. Now what fell off? What is that watch that stopped working? I point out, if you're a type of watch you wear anyway when it stops working, actually I once saw an issue with two watches on the hand, I asked the wife, said, this is my, got married, beautiful watch, it stopped working. Then this one's Teletar. So fine. Seichnam, if you have the type of watch you wear, even though when it stops working, else, taxes your money, mask him, you have a heter. But most of us, I don't think we wear a watch that doesn't work. Let's assume that way. Most of us are not women. So for this reason over here, it stops working. What is done Shabbos right now? So you could clear from different avenues. You could say that it's a Shiva Kli. And therefore the Biyashu said that it's a Shiva Kli. What's the luck in the gate to a Shiva Kli? What? It's not going for Malacha. Not going for anything to be done. Let's come and give a tax shit. They've a most machmer school for you. Therefore, what happens stops? You have to take it off and drop it right then and there. If you want me machmer. Kamal Mukhodashani says, it's not Shiva Kli. It's not broken. It just has to be winded. You know, why not Shabbat? That's the Issa Shavai. So it's an Issa, it's a Kli Shemalak to Issa. No one will tell you something broke over here. So the Yashu we discussed, yes, and Lishi Tos.
Is a new battery?
Oh, good. So,
is a new
So it comes out that he's saying nothing here is broken. You just have to wind it. And Chura, literally, she talks. We mentioned yesterday. The Biyashu says any Kli Chashmal that's not working, calls Shivei Kelim. But Roshani calls him never Shivei Kelim. You just have to plug it on. Chura, that's the argument to get Chashmal and Bekloli is to get any watch that stops. What is it? Sana Shlishi coming from his album, and he discusses. It really depends what broke over here. Is any chash like you know Shemi Yitoka? That means if Shemi Yitoka is, we have chash, you might come to go fix it. So if the winding stuff, you have to go wind it. And winding up, we pass it in there, so you know, by now, Shemi might come to wind it. If the battery stopped, so if you have a battery in your house, you're involved, you know how to fix it, maybe. But most of us don't have batteries. It's only the store, the mic's the Uman. Therefore, it'll be a different category that you'll fix tomorrow. Then we'll not have this chash to Shemi Yitoka. So from grapple is the Kli Isser. And therefore, once Kli Isser, once on the hand, you can put it wherever you want. Is it Muktamach Meskufoi? Then give out Machlokes Magarvon versus others. Then give out the Nicholas Sugyo Shem Yataka. Usually, in the game, when the battery's not there, not working, there's no Chash Shem Yataka. The game to a long clock has Isser there. The Swam say about the Ikkis of time. And therefore, it's Kli Shemach Later. Maybe even the long clock might be a plus heter if it's only heard inside your room. You don't have to worry about it. Now, in the Sugyo of this clock over here, there's a side Sugyo of something called Kli Yaswakam. Now, I'd like to just point out what the sugya here of the Nayo Muksa, they're coming to the end of the sugya Muksa. We have a new Muksa over here, Kli Yaswakam. That means basically you have a clock in the wall and a fall fell down, or you have a picture of the wall that fell down. Can you take the picture and put it back on? Can you take the picture and put it on the side? Are you allowed to move a picture that came off a wall on Shabbos? Oh, so my father pointed out, who are the three sugyas? Number one, you have a Shalom Tzav Sugya Baino, Lochan Simit Shindazvav. We have a second Shabbat Tzav Sugya Chasar and Kiss. We have a third Sugya Mitzav, the idea of Kriya Smokam. So Mitzav Sugya Baino, we'll go have an Ikka the Paisik Nun Shindazvav, put the Chadish to the sign. There's no Baya Baino, it's something on top of the wall, not part of the wall. Mitzav Sugya Chasar and Kiss, if you have a Mona Lisa, 100%. Let's go a standard picture, standard clock on the wall, that people might say, not knock it upon. Standard picture, we don't really care. If you do care, you'll have a problem asking. Come on with the third idea. I said it depends if you might, but not might, but let's be practical. Outside of, but a picture of something comes off the wall, the person says, is there a muksa called Kfiya Smokov? You have a calendar that tells you this modern you put on the wall. A calendar, I don't think anyone called Sarkis. I mean, a clock, you might say it is, but a calendar on the wall. The shul, they put up the calendars, and these things are echsar and kiss. No. Only question you have, kviya smokam. It comes down, and you put it back up. So, Chor Kamal the Chadnish said, there's a muksa called kviya smokam. I said, I'll bring you three makaris for it. Number one, we have the Gemara by Osman, Hema Beis, by the case of a menorah. You have this candelabra, the Gemara brings down that Shlokish says, if it's two hands to carry it, Osna Talkal. Yechnin says, even if it's one hand to carry it, Osna Talkal. What's the issue to Metalkal menorah? Says the Gemara, Kvei Eloi Mokum, Kvias Mokum. In fact, the Gemara, Kvias Mokum, I kill Chassanim, the Maish have a right to metaphlet. We say, Chanami, the Sigil of Menorah is a different reason, Menorah shall prokum, went away. But the Gemara starts off the Sigil of Kvias Mokum. We see a study of the Gemara, that's how Kvias Mokum, it's how the half mina by Menorah. Aleph. Second, he says the Chanish, what is the Issa being metaphlet a cup with a shell hemis inside? Said the Chanish, yesterday we pointed out, it's not direct to metaphlet. Kviyas Mokum. Therefore, we see a Nochum Makaf Mishal Hevis is an Issa Kviyas Mokum. A third thing he says, that these clocks on the wall come on the Shulchan Aruch and says the Mice of Pais can say the Mice is Usser. Why clocks and Mice on the wall Usser? What's the problem? He says, you know why? Kviyas Mokum. So we have three Makaris of the Asser. One Mitzah the Gemara is having it by Menayo. A second by the case of Shal Hevis. A third by the clocks of the wall over here. He does end off his tickle. We have no clear Gemara. We have a Zeich L'Dover B'Sugin. We have a Zeich L'Dover. Now just take all three points away, which you're really arguing. We have three riots. Number one, he said, Mitzah the Sugya of Menorah. First of all, you have to realize that's not the Gemara's Maskana. Second, the Chanish himself points out, he traces on the page, he says, what means Kfiyas Makam? Chsar and Kis. Sends it to Kukhov Gimel and Aleph over there. So he says, traces calling it the Sugya of Chsar and Kis. I'm saying not the way. So he goes up further, Lulei Devrayim, when it comes to arguing with Taisus. He's coming to say, Ahavmina and against Taisus. That's his first Makar. The second Makar, Shalhevis, is very interesting. The Sidim Aleph, he says, what's Is Shalhevis? He says, why? Kfiyas Makam, there's Isser, and not make it total. Once I said that's Isser, Sidim Aleph, now bring you right to Suga of what? Of Kfiyas Makam? Because what I said to Ashtalavis and Simran Gimel, I'll say that's the Sugya of Kriyas Malkum. That means his Raya is from himself. That you don't know what Issa Shalhevis is. That's interesting, Raya. I'll bring you a Raya Kriyas Malkum because Shalhevis can be a Malkum. How do I know? Because I made it up to Simran earlier. You pointed out, first of all, it's his own mind welcome, and we had yesterday seven questions on Zalocha, why Shalhevis is not Derek Matapo. His third mind welcome is the clock on the wall. We pointed out, Shalom Zalman Shemir Shabbat says, I'm a son of kiss. Pointed out, Orchard Shulchan says, Kli Shemach listen. So it's three rayas to Yesh Lov and Harbe. But he has this mukta called Kriyas Malkum, and himself says, there's no real Zeich Ledover in the Sugur.
Why didn't
say it's the
Lamaiso?
Why is that a lot of Kriyas Malkum? Kriyas Malkum. It's like a sword kiss, you can't move it at all. Kriyas Malkum is not much nothing. That's a, now, Maisa, the Chanish Maisa, he's a Machmer. The Latina is a Machmer. Chodeshani is a Machmer. One time in the Shami Yenison, he came to Achabur over here. He wrote four Svarm on Muksa. You should know a little bit about Muksa. So he came along and gave us a Chabur on Kriyas Malkum, how even the Mishmur and all the places can agree to it. Everybody agrees to it. There's Mamash Miskin, the Raisa, finding where you're getting it from, and everyone here is fighting tooth and nail while he's wrong. There's no such thing, you're making up. He's saying, not only is a Chanish, everybody agrees to it. My son was last time we brought in the back. But he wanted to tie this halacha there, the van is also.
So now,
Mukhsa Machmas Gufay.
So
is
that
because that's over here? Because they don't move the clock more? Al-Khsar
Kiss,
but not Al-Khsar Kiss. The only reason why I argue Sledge was with Sismuka. But again, Al-Khsar he's saying that it's a different reason. The Maestro is a question, and he said, the Maestro, you want to put your picture back on the wall, you count it back on the wall, the Maestro is smoker. He says, no problem over here. The Sham goes this way, Yibi Oimer, Yafi Yosef, and Lachua, the Ikatain, if you want, among the Sfarim, why it's Motor, is that we learned Moksa Pascal home once. We learned the Gemara, the Makarius, some of us actually store, the Rishonim inside over here, and we come along and we do not see anywhere a Makari, Kilon the Mishnah Brua, all the Nice Kalem, and there is no Moksa Kvias Mokum. So to come along and say a Kvias Mokum with three Makarius that has no Makar, and you can learn all the Shukran and all the Nice Kalem, I had no idea Kvias Mokum. Pashas, there is no Moksa Kvias Mokum.
We had Kvias Mokum with
a Gavon Kiss. Yeah, that's Issa Chesaron Kiss, but not an Issa when you're not Machbid. Correct. When you're not Machbid, and it's Issa Kvias Mokum.
What about straightening it out?
It depends upon these three questions over here.
So the Chesaron Kiss on the wall, I just want
to make straight. No, I said, if it is a Chesaron Kiss on the wall, when it falls. When it's not Chesaron Kiss on the wall, when it falls, it won't be Chesaron Kiss. And it's not.
So in fact,
you would be... Well, what massive is the base is...
Not
is,
late. Not
is we have a muks over here that muks it to one. The question is a muks to somebody else. That means one person from him won't be muks to you, is muks. So what have you put the idea together? Now, this is a point out. There are three sugyas over here, and there are two different sheetahs in the Taz among Avram. Try to just build it a little bit slowly to see what comes out over here. We have a Gemara on the Afim Zayin. The Gemara starts off saying that Rebbe said you could be tautle this machto, the shovel, with his ashes inside. Vek the Gemara, and the Maisa, the shovel, the ashes, and the Maisa, Mukso. Says Gemara, the Isbe Kartim. In this ashes there are these Kartim, these frankincense, that has small little pieces inside that has some smell to it. The Maisa, the case of Heter inside. The Gemara says, Maisa, Kartim by Rebbe Michshivi, Rebbe was an usher, and for him, these small little pieces, who said the Choshev? Elma, you tell me these small pieces of chazi laniim. I have a brisa begin laniim laniim, begin lashirim lashirim. However, daniim dashirim loy. Meaning, we have this begin that is worth that it only can use. It's less than three tefachim, but more than three etzbayis. It's worth an oni. But maisa, it's an usher. It's by him the usher. Since the usher has it, if it's muksa to him, a garment's worth the oni. It's going to be muksa the oni himself. A garment's worth the oni. That means muksa usher, which is his begit, is muksa ani. One gemara clear your side. Muksa my thing, my object. You would say tough luck. Keinza the omen beforehand. The gemara mevovem beis. Isha made a nether on a kicker. Come along the baal and he says I made a nether. The kicker and mice is no problem. Therefore she should be able to matatul. In fact, the gemara. Who says the Baal will be made for neder? Me Yamer, the Mizakek, Mizdakek, Lo Baal. Who's going to be made for neder? One goes on answering, Adas Bailo. She made neder only Adas Bailo. That means before the Gemara came along with the Teretz, the Gemara is saying, we have this Chavitz over here, that is the Muksiv of the Isha, therefore, it's Muksiv of everybody.
I mean, again, we have two sugyas. Mevovim beis negeto kikur by neder muksa isha muksa to everybody, and we have a case negeto a beged that's by usher that's muksa for him. It's muksa for everybody. The kaita to be rebbe and muksa for rebbe. It's muksa for everybody. Very simple. We have a third sugya in one kukov zayin beis brought down by us among Avram and the Taz. We have a mincha biyad Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara, you might think it's not chazi to Yisrael. Kumash Mun, since it's chazi to coin, therefore it's not muksa to Yisrael. You have an object by Yisrael, has no use by Yisrael, but since it's fit for coin, therefore what's alocha, it's not muksa for the case of a Yisrael. Luchora, we have the opposite way around now, a third sugya, that even though for me it's not chazi, but since for you it's chazi, for me it won't be chazi. Those are the three sugyas. Now, who are our steer? Put that to the side. Second question. Is there a chilud in the case of something that is Gerusa versus Isiro? Words of the Taz, Magavah, Mishnah Berurah. That means something Gerusa means it's a very shvach object. You have this case of Kartim, leftover pieces over here. It's Gerusa. One person is Roy, another person is not Roy. We have a Beged, less than three Tvachim, one Gimel and Tvoyz. It's Gerusa, something shvach. One person is Roy, one person is not Roy. That's something called Isiro. It's an awesome object, but it's Truma. So it's Roy for Koy, not for Yisrael. Is it a chilek whether it's Gerusa versus Isiro? So the Kamlung, the Rishonim, they argue this point. Tosfos and Kuf Chav Zayin of Beis, he Kamlung and says, and the Rav go this way, if it's a wonderful chayfetz over here, like Truma, but it's a Rav Yaleh, then the Vada Loch is, if it's Roy for one, it'll be Roy for another. In Kamlung's mind, that's Tosfos and Rashba, that Isiro will not make muksa of a cat or matter it. It's right for one person, matter for other person. Gerusa, if it's shvach, a beged, but it's my thing, it's not right for me. Nechlami, for you also it's muksa. That's beside Gerusa. That's Tosfos. Come on with Mog of Rum, and he says, that's Tosfos Shita. The Ran holds not that way. The Ran says, whether it's Yisiro or Gerusa makes no difference over here. That means, by case of muksa l'osher, the locha is still muksa l'ani. Same by kikil lechem, the case of the Isha makes a neder, it's a wonderful object over here. It's muksa for her, be muksa for everybody else. Because there it's a case of Yisrua. But so what? Muksa one, muksa for another. That's first what the Magavam says. This chilk Yerusha versus Yisrua, Macholikis Ran versus Tosfos. Now I'll put the two things together. We have number one, we have two sugyas. We have three Gemaras, two sugyas. And the Chorah each Mahalach over here is a Kasha. That means if you go like Tosfos, that chilek between Isiro and Gerusa. Why the Gemara Mevovim Beis by the case of Neder is when her bread, terrific bread, is asking somebody else. And the other way, according to the Ran, there's no chilek between Gerusa and Isiro. Then the question over here is why Kukla Zayinu Beis is the case over here by Truma when it's mutter to the coins and mutter to Yisrael. Each one has a cash against them. So first, to answer the question, if you go like Tosfos, then the chilek Gerusa and Yisiro, the Kamlung says, the Echlam is an awesome question. Place on the page, Mevovim Beis says, great question. You're right. If it's Yisiro, Lemaisa will not be Muksa. What's the case of Neder? Ladim etaltal. The Is is Achilo. She cannot eat it over here. This is Achilo stopping you, but Tiltal Lemaisa is Mutter. Why is Yisiro? That's his first teretz. His second teretz, and when she made a Neder, she didn't make the Neder on herself, she made the Neder on everybody. So it's osir for everybody. Osir for everybody. That's why it's muksa for everybody. Because it's osir to everybody. We'll see the Mishmur being down Tosfos Shito. That's how you answer, according to Tosfos, his two terutzim. According to the Ran, he l'chora says, no chilmshin Yisrua and Gerusa, why in Kukhav Zayin of Beis, are we come to him matter the Trumel there? So either you have the Shah Melech's Teretz, he wants the Mechalik, since it's only chazi for Koyin. Not chazi for Yisrael in a different situation, but it's only chazi for Koyin. Therefore, what makes something muksa? Mashing the kick is right for me, just not now. The way of Pimgon, he has two tirotsim. The way he wants to answer, it depends if it's dochbi daim or not dochbi daim. But the case of truma happened melo. That's why the case there it's not muksa. Or he says a chiddush, but the case of truma, it's the coin's truma beyond Yisrael. You want to say, who's the baal of the truma? The coin? Yisrael happened to have it. That's the reason why it's not muksa. I think the basic will come out from the sugya that's brought down by Kitzer in the Magavam and Taz. Halacha. Let's put the Ran to the side. The Paiskim, Magavam, Taz, the Mishmur, all go like Tosfos. That means they come along the Mechal between the sugya of Gerusa bris isura. With that, how do we apply that practically? So first, you have a case where you have a beged that's less than 3 tefachim by the usher's house, is muksel usher. The Gemara says if a muksel usher, muksel oni, because the usher's chayfetz. Where is this oni? Is the oni in the beisai of the usher? He's living in the usher's house, or the oni is someone in the street, and he's coming to the usher, and it's the usher's chayfetz. What is it? So come along the Taz to bring down the Bach. The Bach says it's only when the Oni lives in the Usher's house, he's a tofel to the Usher, in that situation it's Muksa. The Meister of Mishmur does not go this way, neither does Taz or Mogavram. They come along and say you have the chavis of an Usher, even not B'nai Beisai, even everyone who has the chavis of the Usher, the Meister is Muksa. Why? This far is, when Usher has it, for him it's garbage. For him it'll throw it in the garbage. Whether he got the throw it out yet or not, Mice is garbage. So I'm the Zarkoi, Shiva Kel, Mice is Muksa. So an Oni, whether it's in the house or not, they based on it or not, a Mice be Muksa when it's a Chavitz of the Usher. Let's say if I cart, it's a Chavitz of the Oni. For him, Mice is not Muksa. What's the lock on the gate to an Usher? He's coming with Shmuel, he quotes the Taz. He says it really depends. He says if the Usher is the B'nai Beisai of the Oni, then a Mice in that situation it won't be Muksa. But in the case that Usher does not live in the house of the Ani, then Maisa will be a case of Muksa. For him, Maisa, he's Mekatz Dasmit. Chiddush. That means it comes out two opposite things. That means Mishmur come along the Paskins, when it's Muksa Usher, Muksa Ani, whether they base on you or not. However, when it's not Muksa Ani, then it depends. If the Usher is based on you, then well, it's Tafel, it won't be Muksa. But if it's not based on you, for him, he's Mekatz Dasmit, the type of objects, the Maisa is Muksa. That means it's Mechat. Which way to look upon it?
But the Usher that lives in this house,
he's tovel to the Ani's house, but not Muksa. For him, he's a guest for Shabbos, but the Ani won't be Muksa. But Maisa, when he comes to visit, Maisa, or he has this object with somewhere else, it's not a tefelis, it will be Muksa. Mishmur says it's not me. Taz says it. That's negated the one level of Gerusa. A second level negated to the Sugya of Yisuro. Come along with the Mishnah, we want to pass like Taisvis, and it depends who is the Usher on. Usher only on the Isha, the secretary of Taisvis, then the Loch will be not Muksa. If it's Usher to everybody, the Neder, then it will be a case that's Muksa over here. Then you have to realize what comes out over here, there are two opposites. They get to Gerusa, if it's Muksa to one, it's Muksa to everybody. Isiro, if it's Muksa to one, it's Muksa to everybody. There are two opposites over here. Now, what defines Gerusa? It's an interesting question. We're saying something that's Shvach. These Kaitin Bei Rebbe is Shvach. This beggar that's worn out is Shvach. That's the Iskari question. It's Simon Shin Ches Sivchav Zayin. We have these Klippas and Atzomis left behind on the table. The Gemara says that if it's going to be eaten, it's not Muksa. Maichel Behem is not Muksa. But otherwise, case of Muksa. Come on Sivchav Tes and says, if there are animals in a Motsi that's around, again, you don't have the animals. What's Alocha? Not Muksa, that means in Hanof, I have bones left over my table, I have dogs in Hanof, I have a dog in my building over here. The bones, the Maisa, will not be Muksa. What do I plan to do with these bones? Garbage. I plan to throw them out. I'm the Usher. The one with the dog is the Ani. So therefore over here, it's my object over here. So I don't plan to go give it to them. So why in the world over here is a situation that's not Muksa? It's a bone.
Bone.
It's Gerusa. It's a bone.
It's
Meichel. Oh, so come along until the Tildo wants to say, you have to realize what defines Gerusa. Gerusa means that something is better than a Shlacha thing. A bone is a terrific Meichel behemo. It's awesome. So I have no behemoths. I don't have no dogs. If I had a dog, I'd give it to them. It's a wonderful, that means there's something that's not Roy, there's something that's Gerusa. You have to Mechab between the two. That means for Kareth, those who want to be Machmen, Rebbe says you have to give it to the animal. Why not? Because only an Usher. He quotes the Sugya and says, you don't give it to them. Why is it Mutter? Why is that Muksa for? If I don't give it to them, I'm the Usher. It's Muksa. Mekatzadas. My sister says to Ladovin, no. This Guru Uso, this Shvach Chetzo, that is not really for me to, I'm not really for me to give it to them, but I don't plan to give it to them. But it's a wonderful Chayfetz over here. So sometimes you have to define what is Gerusa, what's something that's not being Roy, or what I don't plan, not much for me to go give it to them. So, let's go through. We said so far two levels. We'll have four levels. That means number one, we have Machmas Geruso, depends on the usher. Number two, we have Machmas Isuro. The loch is if it's mitzad sugya neder, mitzad minig, mitzad chumro. For me, it's usher. Everyone else might say it's not mukso. Number three, let's say it's Machmas Isuro, because I hold it's mukso and you hold it's not mukso. Biar dover. The case of Shar Melchi discussing. The case smoking on Yontif. Avad is 80, no one smokes, 100%. But in those days, when they held, you're allowed to smoke over here, on Yontif. Machloikis, some said you're allowed to, some said you're not allowed to. On my side, that I'm not allowed to smoke on Yontif, I hold what you're doing is wrong. It's not like the case of Neder, where I'm in a Isser on the Neder, and everyone else can eat it. And that case of Neder, then no one's allowed to eat it. I hold you're not allowed to eat it, and no one's allowed to, and you hold anyone's allowed to. Machmas Isuro. Except my Issa says everyone holds my Issa is a problem. What is that now? We have numerous cases in the gate of the Sugya of Mukso that with people there in Hogu or the Rav tells them it's Mukso. Let's take a case of a peeler. A peeler in my house, not Mukso. My father's house, not Mukso. Other people's houses is Mukso. I go to your house, what is that? You come to my house, what is that? What's the peeler on Shabbos?
Anything else about
the
book? Yeah,
it's
also a problem.
Maybe not. You got to go to open it. So, come on the Shai Shuvan, talk of Yud Aleph. You're being down the Machzik Brocha Chidor. It says, you really have to know where the Is is coming from. If being Machim Mitzad Chumro, Shavya Nafshei, that's the Sugi of Neder over here. Echlami, my Chumro is like the Sugi of Neder. The fact that the Mukser, I'm asking it to me, does not make the object being Mukselir. And therefore there's no problem, and therefore it'll be not mux to them, and not mux to me also. But if you hold Medina, it's also, you learn the sugi came out that way, says the Shai Tshuva, Echnami. I myself hold that for me it's muxa, and therefore for everyone, it should be mux for everybody, I have no heter. But it does come out, before you hold my mux to the mux of Batois. So come out, that before for me to move it, will be also, you to move it, will be motor. Not like an Oni and an Osher, everyone's tough with one to another. Because you hold in your sugi that's mutter, what's muksa b'tois? We spoke out already. Someone thinks something is muksa, doesn't make something muksa. You have to have a din muksa. My understanding of the sugi is you're just mekatzas das from, you mekatzas some food. So it's food, who cares? You can mekatzas das all that you want. The whole heter of a cigarette is oichel nefesh, it's food. Right? There's no shalom here. So for me, it'll be osir if everyone's osir. And you come to my house and everything might be mortar. There's a fourth case over here, a Machmas Isuro, is let's say a person is a Baravarian. He smokes on Shabbos. So his cigarettes, he walks around carrying them. I am myself old, and everyone agrees, my sister's usher. How do you look at something that my sister, a person is a Baravarian? Is that Mokso me to his chayfus or vice versa? So, what? Because the object. Oh, so come on, the Vosner, and the quotes from Hashem B'Shem Godel Echad. I think the Beis Yitzchak. The Tainus that I say one Tainus it's not Mukso. So Vosner, why? What's Shaila? Lishman Issa Mukso Mach Muskuve. That's Be'etzim what the object over here is. Once I advance should make case it's also. But Moshe gets involved. It depends where the Issa is coming from. This is coming from Melacha Avada as to go Melacha. If there's no malach over here, but it's Isser, for example, let's say there's a book that a person is not allowed to read. Let's say it's Divrei Cheshek. That everyone's not allowed to read in general. Everyone agrees you can't read romantic novels. Divrei Cheshek, words of Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Zayin. Divrei Cheshek. That mice is not allowed to. Moshe says, there's Isser reading. No Isser malach over here. One time, if you go to Goy's house, they see his book, the mice won't be mukso. Shomazam says, that you discussed the Issim to Tulay Shabbos, and he says, no, even a romantic novel Goy's house, in the Chileni's house, Maisa is Mukso. So this is Shigal Das' question, how do you look at certain things that a Baravarian that he himself has? That means, Avada my Chayfetz, Avada Mukso for everybody. But his Chayfetz, that he's not Mekatz Das, do we extend him to being like case of a Goy? And then when I get to the Sugi of a Goy, we point out, depends upon Machshavo, a verse of the Mitzias. That means we get involved with if it's chazi, loy chazi, chsar and kiss. You might say not machben is not part of it on Shabbos. Where klishavam is in chsar and kiss, mashen case of Iraq. Or do you say No, Maisa, at the end of the day, he made a mistake, and Be'etzim, he's a Yid, and he's supposed to keep Shabbat Torah and Mitzvahs, and the other thing over here is Muksa. It's the Lichel Ka'in, the idea of Muksa B'tayis, Ka'in, and not Mamish, because if you told him it's Muksa, he wouldn't care. So that's an interesting question. How do you look upon a Bar Avayin by his Chveitzim over here? Is he more compared to Goy, more compared to Yisrael, or maybe can we have what Muksa we have? So it comes out, Be'ikah, we have four levels, when it's Muksa to one, and not Muksa to another. We have the Sugya of Gerusa. Depends the case over here if you're an onion osher. We have a level negate to the sugya of Yisro. That depends the halacha if it's a case of a neder. The halacha is a chumro. It's not muksa. Negate to Yisro. That ma'asha I hold emun osher. For it is a case of muksa for me and everyone around me. For him ma'asha will be mutter. And then the negate to baravayid is a shayla. Just take one practical case to end off with. Comes Pesach and there's kitnias, rice. There's gebrux, right? Treif, gebrux, trua. So, it's on Pesach. Are these things muksa on Pesach? Abamba, orez, gebrux. Are these things maisa muksa? The matzah fell inside the soup over here. How can I talk to this chometz rice in front of me? So the question here is this thing muksa on Pesach or not? So first, Kamlo Chaznish, and he points out, where are we? Mamash speaks out. Where is the Issa Gebrox or kidney is coming from? He says coming mitzad halacha mitzad din. That's Mamash case of Ani la Osher. Was mitzad I hold you wrong? It's muksa here. Avada's muksa. But he points out the oilam is not coming from there because either you learn the sugya psachim and it's mutter medina Gebrox or mitzad in chutz laaretz. Everyone in the last day says the chanish. We all eat Gebrox. We all mish. Says the chanish. The fact that we all of us eat that on the last day of Chutz Laaretz, and then I said Gebrox. All of us eat that on the last day. Point of the Chanish we see from over here, we're doing mitzad hanhogo, mitzad minig, mitzad ned, mitzad chumro shabai. Boy, they point down the gate to Bamba, they like kids have it. Even people with machban ora as the kidneys, when they get to kids who have health reasons, we don't say it's chomets. We won't get about the klolim. We let kids have it. We let kidneys have the similac. We let no problem. I mean, we hope that we're pointing out it's mitzad neder shaboy. What's mitzad neder? What's the halacha to get to muksa? Mishmur pasim like traces and neder. It's only muksa one, not the others. Makes it muksa for nobody. It comes out, speaks out the achronim mishmir shabbos bin mazober the mishmul shamihudo open on the chaznish that kidneys and gebrox on Pesach lemaisa is not muksa. Mitzad the last mishmur over here in our simon. Beis Hashem on Sunday we'll do a Simen Shin Yud at the end. Sif Chas and Sif Chas.